Page 132. Mexican Heritage.
As somebody who's a full-blooded Mexican, this makes me very proud.
Today we're seeing the trailer of Disney Pixar's Coco.
I'm just excited to see any sort of Mexican heritage
because anything.
Yeah, like growing up I never saw anything really like resembling it or that kind of felt like me, and so maybe this is something that little kids will be able to latch on to and see themselves.
And it's Pixar.
And it's Pixar.
I feel like I'm excited because Disney doesn't really have a lot of Latino characters. What we had, like the Chihuahua and Oliver's Company.
I always believe that it's important that Latinos need to be represented. We are constantly misrepresented. We're constantly underrepresented. So I'm very happy that Disney and Pixar finally did something for the Latino community. So I'm pretty happy about that, but you know, I'm still skeptical.
When I see this, I picture the little brown kid looking at himself on the big screen and being like, I can be that person one day. I'm allowed to be on the silver screen because I'm worthy enough to be on that screen.
When content is about a person from a certain culture, I'm used to that content being about what it's like growing up in that culture rather than a storyline that happens to feature that culture. And so it's really cool for it to be this Mexican boy living his Mexican life, but it's not about him being Mexican.
I also want this for Dominicans and for Salvadorians and for Colombians, and I want them to have this same feeling of like, wow, our culture was represented in such a beautiful and majestic way.
You know, the more we support things about our culture, the more things will be made. And if they get it wrong, we can speak up about it.
Copyright Pero-like.